You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
When this story broke, I guess it was sometime yesterday, I admit I had to go and look up the difference between a submersible and a submarine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A little smaller.
I've seen plenty of submersibles, but I wanted to see what the technical definition was. And a submarine is able to power its way from like a port out to sea, do its stuff, and then drive back to port. Submersible is one of those things that they have on a ship, and then they just lower, and it's powered, and it can tool around. Anyway, so I was like, all right, so this is a submersible, not a submarine. But if you have not heard the news, Jeremy, it is frightening.
Terrifying, man. And I have not been able to stop thinking about this crew. It is living rent-free in my mind because this is like nightmare fuel. This little thing named the Titan was supposed to go down and explore the Titanic wreckage, which is about 13,000 feet underwater. And they left Canada, I believe, on Saturday, got to the area roughly on Sunday, and then started, you know, diving down. It takes about 2 hours to get down there, and about an hour and 45 minutes into it, boop, they lost communication. No communication with this little guy. And everyone's like, what is going on? I guess there are emergency procedures on this thing to get it back to the surface. I was reading there's like seven different ways for this thing to pop back up, and none of them have been initiated. So now, you know, the Navy's going out there, and they're going to try to dive down. And I think they've only have like 72 hours, 96 hours or something like that to get down there and get this crew.
Yeah, they're going to run out of air.
And they're running up against time, air and food and...
And I know some people are like, well, why don't you just get on the radio and call them? I didn't know this until this morning. There is no radio on this thing. They get text messages from the controllers up in the ship telling them where to go. And the vessel is, if you will, driven by an off-brand Xbox controller.
Yeah, just tooling around down there.
It has no GPS. There's no radio.
It's very basic. I mean, you're just going down and, you know, the boat's telling you turn left, turn right via text. and yeah, now they're not hearing from anybody on there. And I mean, just thinking about being in that situation on this little thing that loses all power, it's probably pitch black down there.
Oh, yeah.
And there's, what, five people on that thing?
Five people.
Straight panic mode.
There's two crew members... Three tourists, if you will, and one of them is this British billionaire guy, who I think he was one of the people who went up on Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin. So,
oh man,
he was doing like the, you know, extreme altitude, and now he's doing extreme depth.
Okay, wow, this guy's
God,
it's like 250,000.
Can you imagine being
pop?
One of five people, 2.5 miles down?
And you know it's dark. I mean, it is dark down there, so you have no controls, no light. I mean, maybe you've got an iPhone on you or something with a little flashlight that'll last you a little bit of time. But then after that, I mean, terrifying. And knowing you're that far down underwater, just hoping they can find you, first of all, and then second, try to get you back up within a very small window. Very, very small window.
I was sitting here trying to think yesterday when I was reading the story. I was trying to think of, is this something I would do? First of all, they say it's $250,000 for a ticket to go on this thing. So that's going to rule out most of us, right?
Right, yeah.
$250,000 if you want to go. And then I'm thinking, would I want to? And I think I would want to. I'm not claustrophobic, so that wouldn't be a problem. I guess I would want to see more of a track record.
Yes.
And this thing hasn't been around that long and had a problem last year of some sort.
And I want like a 13,000-foot rope attached to me, so if something goes on, they fire up the winch up top and reel you in.
Yeah, I don't know. Are there any cables that are 2.5 miles long?
Let's make one.
Just the weight.
Maybe
of
they
that.
Have the phone lines and internet lines that go across the ocean. So I mean, they can maybe make it happen.
But to be strong enough and to stretch 2.5 miles, the weight of that cable,
massive. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like like when, you know, I was reading this and thinking about it, I start like, you know, like breathing heavy. The same feeling I got when I actually watched the movie Titanic and all the water's rushing in, and you just start to feel like a panic just reading this. And, you know, you wonder if it is a complete and total power loss, if they're just down there stranded and they're alive, or if there was like some sort of breakage, you know, when water got in. And then in that case, then you're toast anyway.
If it's a power loss or something, something on the outside, you can't go out to fix it.
Nope.
I mean, the pressure will crush you.
Yep.
So you can't go out to fix it. You're just trapped in there knowing that your air is going to run out. I mean, it's a horrible situation.
It's a horror movie, isn't it?
And I'm wondering, you know, if somehow, please, you know, dear God, that they pop up on the surface with, you know, 6 hours of oxygen left and they make it up and they're found. What a book and movie deal that will be.
It will be made, right? It will be made.
You know,
made.
Like, I mean, it'll be out and you'll be able to, you know, stream it probably within 3 months. Someone will make that about how five people go down to the ocean floor and are stranded.
With just hours left.
But, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, I'll
so
be curious
horrible.
To see how this plays out, man. But this is why I don't leave Littleton.